We can a lot of times be overcome with fear. A lot of times fear comes as a result of not knowing what to expect. It's a fear of the unknown. There can be many different types of fear. There can be irrational fear. Fear of different things. I still remember a cartoon that I watched when I was young, and they listed off a whole bunch of random fears that this other character had, and then they added, oh yeah, and he has a Delano-phobia. In other words, what's Delano-phobia? Oh, that's the fear of having nothing to fear but fear itself. A reference to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But sometimes we can laugh about different fears. Sometimes we make jokes to face our fear. But the truth is, sometimes we just have fear. Sometimes we need to face it. We need to do nothing. Well, essentially, we just have to face it. Live through it. So that we can know how to better face it. If it ever happens again, if something similar happens. Right now we are faced with a lot of fear of unknown. What is going on in the world? And I know that I a lot of times have to just sit down, take some time to pray, or sometimes it's just, okay, time to go to bed. Okay, Father, you're too tired. Go to bed. Sleep it off, and things will look better in the morning. But it is a difficult time. It's a stressful time. Today, many characters in the gospel have to face fear. I was reading through this gospel, reflecting on it, figuring out what I wanted to do for a homily, and I was just remarking about how there's all these mentions of either fear or do not be afraid. First, we hear that the guards are shaken with fear, seeing this angel come and opening up the tomb. And then the angel says to the women who are coming, says, do not be afraid. Tells them that Jesus has risen. He's going before you to Galilee. But even after hearing that, the women go and it says, fearful yet overjoyed. So that's an improvement. They're better, but there's still fear. Not that I blame them, but there's so much unknown. What's going on? They might even be afraid to be overjoyed at the possibility that Jesus is alive. And then they see him. They see Jesus. And once more, he tells them, do not be afraid. These are the words that we need to focus on. Do not be afraid. Easier said than done, I know. But they are still very important words. Do not be afraid. Christ is risen. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing that we can keep in mind. I've often seen it on Facebook, on different posts, talking about that, with everything that's canceled, everything that is held off, Easter isn't. We might not be able to gather like we normally would, but it's still Easter. Christ still rose from the dead. It is a wonderful thing. He did this for us so that we need not be afraid. so that even though we may not know what to expect, we may not know what is coming next, we may not know exactly when all this stuff is going to be done, but Christ still rose from the dead. Let us rejoice in that. The ancient Christians used to greet each other with the phrase, particularly around Easter, Christ is risen, alleluia. He has risen indeed, alleluia. Let us keep that in mind. And so enter this Easter season full of joy and not fear.